Hey everyone, and welcome to the Deep Dive, where today we're diving headfirst into the world of PCI compliance and really going to be zeroing in on what it means for you, the customer service manager.
That's right.
We're taking inspiration from this super interesting article, PCI Compliance for Customer Service Managers, Why It Matters, and How to Simplify It with IVR Payments.
Yeah.
And you know what's so cool about this? Imagine a world where your customer service team never ever has to handle sensitive credit card info directly.
That's the dream.
Right. We'll uncover how that's actually possible and why it matters, like, a lot.
Absolutely. It's huge.
So let's just jump right in.
Yeah, let's do it.
What is this PCI compliance thing anyway?
Well, let me break it down for you.
Okay.
It's kind of like this. Every time your team deals with a customer's credit card information, you're bound by these, well, they're actually rules. And they're called the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard.
Oh, wow. That's a mouthful.
It is. We just call it PCI DSS for short.
Okay, PCI DSS.
And it's there to ensure that sensitive data is handled securely.
Makes sense.
These standards are put into place by all the major card brands, you know, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, the whole gang.
Yeah, I recognize those.
And they're serious about it.
So it's not just a suggestion. It's like you have to do it.
Yeah, it's not optional.
Really?
If you accept those cards, yeah, you got to follow the rules.
Oh, okay. So if you're processing credit cards, it's not like you can just pick and choose which rules to follow.
Nope. You're in. You're all in.
Wow. Okay. So the article really dives into why this is so important. I mean, obviously there are fines and legal ramifications if you don't comply.
Right.
But it's so much bigger than that, isn't it?
It really is.
It's about protecting everyone, right?
That's exactly it.
The customer, your company's reputation, even your own peace of mind.
You've got to understand the risks involved and know what to do to minimize them.
Okay, so the article actually lays out 6 key reasons why PCI compliance is so critical. So let's break down a couple.
Sure.
The first one is avoiding a breach of contract.
Yeah.
And what does that look like, practical speaking?
Well, you've got to think about your agreement with, like, payment processors and the card brands themselves.
Okay.
If you're not following the rules, you're not holding up your end of the bargain.
Right.
And that can have some serious consequences.
Like what?
Well, you could lose your ability to process payments altogether.
Wow. So it's not just a slap on the wrist. It could really disrupt your entire business.
That's right.
Okay, that's a big deal. So minimizing risk and liability, that's another key reason the article talks about.
Right.
So if you're not following those PCI standards and something goes wrong, your business is on the hook, right?
Oh, got it.
A data breach can lead to what? Lawsuits, fines, all sorts of headaches.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we all know how damaging that can be, not just financially, but to a company's reputation, too.
Reputation is everything these days.
It is, which is why that third reason the article highlights is so important, following security best practices.
Yeah, that's key.
By complying with those standards, you're essentially following industry-approved methods to protect sensitive data, right?
You're following the blueprints.
The blueprints, that's a great way to put it. So it's about reducing the risk of theft and fraud.
Right.
It's almost like a roadmap to building a more secure system.
It is. It's a framework.
Okay, so it's not just about avoiding penalties. It's about proactively putting security measures in place, right?
It's about being proactive, not reactive.
Gotcha. And it's really about building a culture of security in your company, right?
That's the ultimate goal.
And that can have a huge impact on your entire operation. So let's be real for a second.
Let's get real.
Staying on top of PCI compliance can feel overwhelming for a lot of companies, especially for busy customer service managers who are, let's face it, already juggling a million things.
Yeah, they're the heroes.
They are. Is there a way to make it less of a burden, less of a headache?
There is, and that's where the article gets really interesting.
Oh, tell me more.
It talks about using IVR payment solutions to actually streamline PCI compliance for your customer service team.
Okay, so IVR, what does that stand for again?
That's interactive voice response. Remember those automated phone systems you encounter when you call a business?
Oh, yeah. Press 1 for this, press 2 for that.
Exactly.
Okay, so how does an automated phone system make PCI compliance easier?
Well, it's about shifting the responsibility.
Okay.
Instead of your agents having to, like, manually write down or type in those credit card numbers, the customer enters the information directly into the secure IVR system.
Gotcha. So you're taking that sensitive data out of the hands of your employees.
Right, out of their hands.
And putting it into a system that's specifically designed for secure payment processing.
Exactly.
Okay, that sounds like a win for everyone.
That's the idea.
But does that mean you're handing over control of security to a third party?
It's not about giving up control.
Okay.
It's about partnering with a company that specializes in secure payment processing.
I see. It's about leverage their expertise. So they bring the technical expertise and security infrastructure.
That's right.
And that frees up your team to focus on what they do best, taking care of your customers.
That's the goal.
That makes sense, playing to each other's strengths.
For sure.
But what about the practicality?
Yeah.
The article mentions some pretty specific benefits for customer service managers. Can you give us an example?
Absolutely. One of the biggest benefits is that it actually helps ensure PCI compliance.
Okay.
By using an IVR solution, you can be confident that your card acceptance process meets all those PCI standards, and that gives you peace of mind.
Right, because you know it's being handled correctly.
Exactly, and it reduces your company's liability.
So it's like a safety net built right in.
That's a great way to put it.
No more sleepless nights worrying about whether you're doing everything right.
Sleep soundly.
Exactly. Another huge benefit, and we kind of touched on this, is it eliminates the need for your staff to handle those credit card numbers.
That's right.
So that reduces the risk of human error and potential security breaches.
Big time.
So it's a win for your employees too, right?
Absolutely.
No more scrambling for sticky notes or trying to decipher bad handwriting.
Yeah, no more of that.
It just simplifies things for everyone involved.
Simplifies and secures.
And by shifting that responsibility to a third party, an expert, you can allocate your resources more strategically, right?
Good.
And I think any customer service manager can appreciate that time and resources are precious.
They really are.
But are there any drawbacks to using this type of IVR solution? Is it like super expensive to implement?
That's a great question. You might think a system this robust would cost a fortune.
Right, you would think that.
But it's actually often more cost-effective than building and maintaining an in-house PCI compliance program.
Oh, really?
You're basically outsourcing all that complexity and the expense to the experts.
So it's not just about peace of mind, it's about making smart financial decisions.
Smart decisions all around.
Right, you're getting top-notch security without breaking the bank.
That's the key.
Okay. It all sounds great in theory, but how does it actually work in practice? Are these systems user-friendly?
They're designed to be.
Okay.
Most IVR solutions are pretty straightforward to implement and use. They don't usually require a ton of staff training.
That's great.
And they can be up and running quickly without a lot of disruption to your current operations.
So it's not like ripping and replacing your entire phone system.
Not at all.
So it sounds like IVR can be a really powerful tool for customer service managers looking to streamline PCI compliance and boost efficiency.
For sure.
But I'm curious, are there benefits beyond just like the security aspect?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What else?
One of the biggest advantages is it lets your team focus on what they're best at.
Okay.
Providing that excellent customer service.
Right.
Instead of getting bogged down with processing payments, you know, they can dedicate their time to resolving issues, answering questions.
Yeah.
Really building relationships with those customers.
Makes sense. It frees up your team to focus on that human element of customer service.
Human touch is so important.
It is. And when your agents feel like empowered and less stressed,
yeah,
it just creates a more positive environment for everyone, which translates to a better experience for the customer.
It all trickles down.
Right. Win-win for everybody.
For sure.
So beyond improved customer service, the article mentions IVR can also have a direct impact on your call center's efficiency.
Definitely.
Can you expand on that?
Well, think about it. Automating payments through the IVR system can help reduce hold times and overall call handling times.
Oh, I see. Because customers can make payments quickly and securely without having to wait for an agent.
Exactly.
So those time savings, they can really add up, leading to smoother operations, even potentially reducing the need for as many agents.
Potentially.
So it's not just about security. It's about optimizing your entire customer service operation.
That's what we're talking about. Working smarter, not harder.
Right. And one thing we haven't really touched on is the impact on customer trust.
That's huge.
Showing your customers you take security seriously, that you're actively protecting their data.
Absolutely.
That builds trust and loyalty.
It's essential.
Especially these days, with data breaches becoming more and more common, customers want to know their information is safe.
Yeah, they want that reassurance.
Exactly. And using a secure IVR system shows you're committed to protecting their data.
You're taking it seriously.
The article also mentions that IVR can help simplify compliance paperwork.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Music to any customer service manager's ears, I'm sure.
Definitely. Nobody likes paperwork.
So by outsourcing that sensitive data management,
Right.
You're essentially reducing your PCI scope.
Exactly.
So that means less work for you, less documentation, easier to demonstrate compliance.
Way less hassle.
That's a huge time saver. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the theoretical benefits of IVR.
We have.
But how about some real-world examples? How are these systems actually being used, and what kind of impact are they having?
Well, the article includes some fantastic quotes from businesses that have actually implemented IVR payment solutions.
Oh, perfect.
And the feedback is, well, it's really positive.
I'd love to hear it. Always more convincing to hear from real users.
One CEO was raving about the system's reliability, and I quote, "Never any issues with you guys. Things just work."
That's the kind of simplicity you want when it comes to something as critical as payment processing.
Absolutely. Another client talked about the importance of good customer service, saying, "Customer service is a really big deal to us, and I'm glad to do business with a company that obviously takes it as seriously as we do."
Clearly, the IVR system helped them improve their overall customer experience.
For sure. Less time on hold, less hassle, a feeling of security. It all adds up.
It does. And here's another good one. An IT manager was talking about how easy the system is to use and how flexible it is. They said, "We're happy with the IVR payment system, and it has been working well for us. Recently, we also set up your newest SMS text receipts and found it to work great."
They loved it.
Love that they could just seamlessly add that text receipts feature. Shows how adaptable these systems are.
Very adaptable.
And finally, this quote, it really highlights the peace of mind aspect. This vice president was praising the professionalism and attention to detail, saying, "The attention to detail and professionalism with which you approached the project was exemplary and greatly appreciated, especially considering the several applications that needed to be implemented on short notice. Thanks again for your assistance getting this project off the ground so smoothly."
Wow, that's high praise.
It is. Sounds like they had a really positive experience, and that sense of trust, that confidence, that's invaluable when you're dealing with something as sensitive as payment processing.
Absolutely. You need to feel confident in your provider.
Okay, so these IVR solutions, they're not just a theoretical concept. They're making a real difference for businesses.
Real world results.
Simplifying PCI compliance, improving efficiency, leading to more satisfied customers.
That's a trifecta.
But we've focused a lot on IVR.
Are
there other technologies out there that can help businesses achieve and simplify PCI compliance?
Oh, absolutely. IVR is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay, so what else is out there?
As technology keeps evolving, we're seeing some really interesting new solutions pop up.
Like what? Give us a sneak peek into the future of PCI compliance.
Well, one area that's really exciting is tokenization. Have you heard much about that?
I've heard the term, but to be honest, I'm not really sure what it is. Can you break it down for us?
Sure. In the simplest terms, tokenization is all about replacing that sensitive data, like those credit card numbers, with unique, randomly generated tokens.
Okay.
Think of it like substituting the actual data with a placeholder.
Gotcha.
Something that can be used for processing payments without exposing the real sensitive information.
So even if a hacker got their hands on that token, they couldn't actually access the credit card information.
Exactly. It's like an extra layer of security.
Okay.
It separates that sensitive data from the actual transaction. The real card data is stored somewhere else, super secure, making it much harder for cyber criminals to steal.
Sounds incredibly secure. Is this something that's already being used a lot?
It's getting more and more popular as businesses look for ways to reduce their PCI scope and minimize those risks.
Makes sense.
And it's not just for credit cards either. Tokenization can be used for all sorts of sensitive data, social security numbers, medical records, you name it.
So it's pretty versatile.
It is very versatile. And as we move towards a more digital world, tokenization is going to become even more important in safeguarding all our information.
Sounds like a real game changer for data security.
It has that potential.
Are there any other up-and-coming technologies on your radar that could play a role in PCI compliance in the future?
There are. Another area that's really gaining traction is AI, artificial intelligence.
Oh, wow.
And machine learning, especially in fraud detection and prevention.
AI for security, that sounds pretty futuristic. How does that actually work?
Well, it's pretty fascinating. These AI-powered systems can analyze massive amounts of data to identify patterns and anomalies that might point to fraudulent activity.
Okay.
They actually learn and adapt over time.
Really?
Becoming more and more sophisticated at detecting and preventing fraud.
So it's like having a virtual detective constantly watching your systems, looking for anything suspicious.
That's a great way to put it. They provide real-time insights and alerts so businesses can respond much faster and more proactively to potential threats.
That's amazing. It's like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but it's actually happening right now in cybersecurity.
That's right.
And with tokenization and AI working together, it seems like we're heading towards a much more secure environment for both businesses and customers.
I think we are.
It's an exciting time to be in this field.
It really is. But while these technologies offer incredible potential, technology alone isn't enough.
What do you mean?
Well, along with all these cool advancements, you need a holistic security strategy, one that covers everything. From employee training to strong password policies to regular security audits.
So it's about creating a culture of security awareness throughout the entire company.
You got it. Everyone needs to be on board from the top down.
Because a chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Exactly. And as technology keeps advancing, it's more important than ever to foster a culture of constant learning and improvement when it comes to cybersecurity.
It's not a one-and-done thing.
Not at all.
You got to stay vigilant, stay informed, and adapt to the changing threats.
The landscape is constantly shifting.
So we've covered a lot today.
A lot of ground.
PCI compliance, IVR solutions, tokenization, AI, a holistic security strategy.
The whole nine yards.
It's been great. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to our focus. PCI compliance for those customer service managers.
Right.
What does all this mean for them?
Well, for customer service managers, PCI compliance isn't just a technical requirement. It's a chance to really elevate the customer experience. By using those secure payment solutions and creating a culture of security awareness, they can create a more trustworthy and seamless experience.
So it's about showing your customers you care about their security.
Absolutely.
And that builds trust and loyalty.
Exactly. And in today's world where customers have so many choices, trust is everything.
It's not just about meeting those minimum compliance standards.
It's about going above and beyond.
Exceeding customer expectations.
That's the goal.
By empowering their customer service teams with the right tools, the right training, a mindset that prioritizes security.
Right.
Businesses can turn PCI compliance from a burden into a real competitive advantage.
That's the key takeaway.
I love that perspective. It's about seeing security as an opportunity, not an obstacle.
Opportunity for growth.
Exactly. And with the right approach, it can be a win for everyone.
Everyone wins.
So we've really covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, haven't we?
We have.
We talked about the why of PCI compliance, the how of IVR solutions,
yeah.
And even got a sneak peek into what the future might hold with things like tokenization and AI.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. And, you know, all this evolution in cybersecurity, it can feel kind of overwhelming, especially for those busy customer service managers.
For sure.
Where do you even begin?
Well, I think you got to start by breaking it down into, you know, manageable steps.
Okay.
Really understanding those PCI DSS requirements.
Yeah.
And how they fit into your specific business.
Right. Because every business is different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't try to tackle everything all at once.
Okay. So prioritize.
Yeah. Focus on building that solid foundation of security practices first.
So it's like take a strategic approach.
Exactly.
Figure out the most critical areas. Tackle those first.
That's the best way to start.
And it's important to remember, you don't have to go it alone.
Oh, absolutely not.
There are so many resources available to help you navigate PCI compliance.
Tons of resources.
From industry organizations to security consultants to those third-party solution providers, there's a whole network of support out there.
A whole ecosystem.
It's like assembling a team of experts to help guide you through the process.
That's a great analogy.
And, you know, don't underestimate the power of just talking to other people.
Oh, absolutely.
Collaborating with your peers in the industry, going to those conferences and webinars.
Well, networking is so valuable.
It is. It's about staying connected to those latest trends and best practices.
Sharing knowledge, learning from each other's experiences.
It really does take a village. And, you know, something we haven't touched on much, security, it's not just about the technology.
Right.
It's about people.
The human element.
That human element is crucial.
Investing in your team's training, making sure they get why security matters.
Yeah.
Understanding their role in protecting sensitive data, that's huge.
Empowering them to be that first line of defense.
Exactly.
Against cyber threats.
They're your front line.
It's about creating a culture of security awareness.
A culture where everyone feels responsible.
Where everyone feels responsible for protecting the company and the customers.
Exactly. And it's not just about telling them what to do.
Right.
It's about giving them the confidence to speak up if something seems off.
Okay. So encouraging them to report anything suspicious, any potential breaches, any vulnerabilities.
Anything, no matter how small.
It's about creating an environment where security is everyone's top priority, not just the IT department.
Security is everyone's job.
Exactly. And when you do that, you create a much stronger, more resilient organization.
A company that can handle whatever comes its way.
A company better equipped to deal with those ever-evolving threats.
The threats are always changing.
So it's not just about ticking boxes and meeting those minimum standards.
It's about building a foundation.
A foundation of trust, both internally and externally.
Trust is the bedrock.
Absolutely. And that trust is essential in today's world.
Couldn't agree more.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into PCI compliance for our customer service managers, what's the one key takeaway you want everyone listening to remember?
I think it's this. PCI compliance isn't a finish line. It's not like you reach it and you're done. It's a journey.
A journey. I like that.
It's an ongoing process of always getting better, improving your security.
So always learning, always evolving.
Exactly. And it's something to be excited about, not dreaded.
See it as a way to make your business better.
An opportunity, not a burden.
That's a great point to end on. So to all those customer service managers out there, embrace the challenge.
That's right.
Stay informed. Never stop learning.
Keep that curiosity alive.
Because in the world of cybersecurity, the only constant is change.
Change is inevitable.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into PCI compliance for customer service managers.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it helpful and empowering.
We hope so too.
And until next time, stay curious and stay secure.